Someone who is not quite yesterday, he was asked about what is going on in America. That was Drew Brees, his comments making huge news. With more on that, we're joined by Larry Holder from The Athletic, who covers the New Orleans Saints. How are you today, Larry?
I'm good, guys. How are y'all?
We are good.
Oh, we're doing okay.
Sure, you've been pretty busy over the last 24 hours with this story, and you know the comments made by a Hall of Famer and a Super Bowl winner was what everyone wanted to talk about yesterday. It causes teammates to criticize him, most notably maybe Michael Thomas, his number one target. They have accepted his apology, which came today, but do you expect this story to have an effect on the team's chemistry this season?
Look, I think that many players, I'm sure, on the team are not going to forget that this happened. I mean, I think that's something that's going to linger there. But do I think that Drew Brees apologizing publicly, apologizing to many teammates today privately, do I think that that could mend fences inside the organization? I think it can. I do think that that this isn't just Drew Brees covering his butt PR-wise. I do think that he genuinely knows he screwed up and that he needs to educate himself more in the views of his teammates and people, really across America. And so, I do think that his problem will be going forward that, like, it's one thing to have his teammates accept it and Drew be open to them, but look, the rest of the NFL is probably, many, many players are probably just going to see him as someone who is not sympathetic to the cause of battling social injustice and those issues. And look, the problem is that this isn't the first time Drew Brees has had this stance. This dates back to when Colin Kaepernick was first doing this a few years ago. And so, people have asked me, am I surprised that that was his reaction to someone asking him about kneeling and protesting the flag? No, I'm not surprised. But things have changed since then. And, I think that people expect Drew Brees to be a little bit more open-minded, and especially those closest to him that he's worked with for years and years and years.
Larry, can we get back to the actual comments themselves? Was he trying to explain that he has this love for the United States and that his grandfather has served, and like did he kind of get crossed up, or was it just stupid all the way around?
Like, this is the way he has answered these questions in the past, that he finds it that it's he does not agree and takes basically offense that you're kind of diminishing or insulting soldiers and the country and the flag. And so, even the way the question was asked, I mean, it really wasn't saying, okay, look, Drew, why do you feel this way? And he kind of just went on his answer that he's used a lot in the past. And yet the question could have just been an answer he could have done and probably been okay. He could have said, look, I choose not to protest in that way, but I understand others have the right, and I understand why they're doing this. Like, and I think his teammates and, sports society would have been okay with that, because it would have shown empathy for others doing that and why they're doing it, and it was peaceful protesting, but he did not show that. And I think a lot of players on his own team, I've never seen anything like this. Like, I've talked to some former NFL players today, and they've never seen anyone be totally attacked by their own teammates overwhelmingly. And with the teammates of star power on that team.
Well, like Larry, even his own city, don't you think he's going to have, like, I would be shocked if the first home game that he is not booed, if fans are allowed in that building. I don't know how he's going to kind of come out of this. I mean, I really don't know.
It's amazing that we are not even 24 hours removed. Look, St. Charles Avenue, there was a protest on St. Charles Avenue, and it part of the crowd was chanting, "Bleep Drew Brees."
Yes.
I never imagined that would ever happen ever in this city because of how revered he is. And probably just many still is, but this is definitely going to tarnish him. And like, he's done a lot of good for this city, for a lot of people, and yet this is something that people are very rightfully passionate about, and they don't feel like he's in the same page as them. And that's I can't believe that this is a story that we're talking about right now, just because I never thought this would have happened like this. Never.
You wonder when it's going to go away, too. I mean, you're going to talk about Drew Brees, the Super Bowl champ, a guy that's been done so much for the community. And when it's all said and done and he's 10 years retired, this is probably what you're going to talk about, or the first thing that pops into your mind.
It will at least be a viable piece. Like, it will be Hall of Fame quarterback, da da da, but at the end, this happened, and people will now not see him in the same light. And there's no doubt that this will happen. And maybe it will calm down in New Orleans, but I just feel like throughout the league, the people who have never played with him, people who don't talk to him regularly, they're going to see him as this guy. And, it's a really wild situation that he's gotten himself into.
And Larry Holder joins us here on Overdrive. He covers the Saints for The Athletic. A lot of people would argue, if that is the case, then we've made some progress. You know, that at the expense of Drew Brees and his reputation, that if we are still talking about this 5 years from now, and that what that did mean something and it did stick, then maybe society is seeing some progress. Because the argument and the message that we're getting a lot is that, whether Black Lives Matter or civil rights, we're all supportive when it's convenient. And what that can be the population, that could be society, that could be corporations. And I will go right to the NFL. You know, the NFL will bring out statements. They obviously have always been wanting to be on the side of the right side of history. But when Colin Kaepernick was kneeling and players wanted to kneel, they felt a little uncomfortable with that because they knew that it was bad business. Do you see the NFL, and you just mentioned this feels different, you know, with Drew Brees being criticized by his own teammates, do you think the appetite is there for the NFL to be different?
I think it is. Now, how far does this turn? I don't know, but I just feel like it is. I just feel like you have teams that are, you know, that are coming out in and condemning what happened to George Floyd and having, you know, the backs of African Americans and this, that, and the other. We didn't see that with Colin Kaepernick back then, and so this is, look, you know, I hope that something like this can change some attitudes. Even Drew Brees down the line, when he's a few years removed from it, he can really be like, look, man, I was really naive and just narrow-minded, and people buy it because, look, he's going to say the right things now, and he could mean the right things right now, but people aren't going to buy it right now. Like, mm-hmm. They feel like a lot of this is just character cover-up because he's a very corporate guy. Like, he's into so many different things, in the face of so many different things, that it's going to take more than this for him personally. But back to what you were saying, I do feel like this is different for the NFL. I think, I hope it is different for the NFL this time around.
Well, we'll see. It's we're still in the infancy of this latest movement, but we really appreciate you coming on. You do fantastic work covering that team and a team that, you know, is in that category of contending for a Super Bowl, which, you know, makes what happens to Drew Brees and his teammates, you know, that much of a football story, as much as it is a story about the world that we're living in right now. Really appreciate you joining us here on Overdrive, Larry.
Yeah.
I think we lost Larry. But anyways, great to hear from Larry Holder, who covers the Saints on The Athletic. And never thought I would see the day, hear the day that city is not 100% behind Drew Brees.
100%? Drew Brees was the champ.
He screwed up, and there's no getting around it. But I think with time and through education, he can, you know, he can battle back out of this. You know, he's a big-profile guy that admitted a mistake. And to me, if he can shine a bigger light on it, use his platform to, like, I think... I don't want to say that you use the word silver lining, because it was just such a bad and ill-timed statement.
Yeah. Like, Jamie, you just said that he can dig his way out of this. I think he's got a pretty. I think he's got a long way to go, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I think this one is. You said dumb comment. That's.
I know, but
he's got a way to ways to go.
You're right, and especially with how explosive things are right now. But if 6 months from now he's helping his team win and he's a big activist or using his platform to help shine a light on it, to me, you know, he could become a guy that, like, hey, you know what, I'm proof. I screwed up, and I'm proof that I've come back. Like, to me, that we're so quick to jump on people, and I'm not defending him. Like, I can't believe there wasn't a PR guy that would, like, attack him or cut his line or throw his phone in the water or something when you hear him talking like that. It's ridiculous. Like, even if he believed that 3 months from now, you would say, what are you doing? Not, you know, 48 hours after there's riots and looting and protesting going on right now as we speak. Like, it's just the most ill-timed comment you've ever heard. You know, I think it's awful.
I do not think he's a bad person, though.
No.
From watching him and listening to him and seeing his family life, he did screw up, but I do not think that Drew Brees, the quarterback of the Saints, I don't think he's a bad person.
It's, you know,
but he's
going
to
hear it from every city, his own, and when he goes on the road.
Yeah.
But, like, he's in that category. He's not quite at the Tom Brady category, but he's in that, like, elite. He's going into the Hall of Fame, no questions.
Yeah.
And unlike Brady, who's polarizing, pretty much everyone has loved Drew Brees. Like, who really is against Drew Brees?
I'll tell you what, Ed Reed, the Hall of Fame DB, does not love.
No. Well, Shannon Sharpe went on the air today, said that he should retire. You know, like, he's hearing it from all.
Well, the timing of it is just, like I say, it's awful. And hopefully, you know, you hope something good can come out of all of this. You know, that's a really, I think, the overarching theme.
Yeah.
You know?